Hey everybody, welcome to Kindle Smarts. I'm Shannon.
And I'm the ghost of Jake.
This is a podcast where I have 30 minutes of time to explain as much about Kingdom Hearts as I can, and we are in Kingdom Hearts 3.
We are, and the reason I'm a ghost is because my camera won't work, so I'm a figment of Shannon's imagination at this point.
You have emojis?
I do got emojis, so
if at any point... You do a little crying face?
If at any point you just... You feel like there's an emoji coming through, that's because there is. But yeah, we're in Kingdom Hearts 3. We're specifically in San Francisco, and that's going the way you expect. Previously on Kingdom Smarts, it was basically, from what I remember, it was basically like a huge training montage, basically. It was just them hanging out, Sora doing cool stuff, and them going, what if we did something like that? And then but everyone did that. Oh.
All right. I'm recording again.
Okay. Resyncing.
Cool.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
This might be a boogeyman episode.
Yeah, it was just like disc too slow. I'm like, what do you mean disc too slow?
For what?
You're digital.
You're not and hard drive disc? But like,
I can hear my hard drive just fine.
I know you're in there. I know you're running.
All right, I'll keep an eye on you.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I guess keep an eye on it. That happens to Josh every once in a while when we haven't recorded. It'll just be like, hey, I stopped. And then you just need to go back. The upside is that you have two screens and he only has one. So if he doesn't notice the little bouncing icon at the bottom, we could lose any amount of time and wouldn't know it.
Yeah, luckily it's like in my side eye. So like, yeah. It's something popped up and I was like, excuse me?
baking powder? Anyway, yeah. That's pretty much all that happened. Were we introduced to a bad guy other than Heartless, or was it mostly just training montage?
Just training montage. I think we ended last time, like, starting a boss fight, though.
Okay.
A big, like, metal troll guy showed up that we fought in Hercules. Or similar to that. Oh, no, the same thing that we fought earlier in this exact world.
Right.
And according to the shot of the notes trying to make a title based off of my handwriting... A dramatic snot of saw attackers.
Sorry, one more again?
Dramatic snot of saw attackers.
Okay.
According to my handwriting and text trying to make sense of it.
Is that... Okay, so did you write that down?
And no, that's not what I wrote.
Okay, all right.
Because it's like my writing and off to the side. It's like, this is the name of the note based off of the first line.
Based off what you just said. I can't wait to find out what that could possibly be. Because every time I do an episode of the Morphin Grid, I type my notes, and autocorrect just goes fucking hog wild sometimes. And it's like, I know you said this regular word, but I'm going to give you a separate word that's two words spaced out, and they're not even really that similar to what the one word you tried saying was. So I'm excited to find out what dramatic snot saw something?
Saw attackers.
Saw attack. Okay. Yeah, look, we're all on tenterhooks. Can't wait to find out what that is.
I can see how it got there from my handwriting.
Okay, because I've also seen your handwriting, and it's not, like, messy.
Yeah, it's, like, cut off. It's, like, at the top of a new note, and since it's handwriting, it got cut off from the top.
Oh, okay, so it's, like, I think this is hieroglyphics. Maybe this is what you said.
So they're just like, we did our best. I was like, you know what? Half the letters aren't there. You did great, sweetie.
This is best as I could hope for. All right, are you ready?
I am.
All right, then your time begins now.
So there's a dramatic shot of Sora attacking the boss.
Okay, so it was half right.
It then. Got there. It just like looked over. I was like, oh, that's kind of, it's kind of silly the way that you got to the left of it.
I can definitely see how it got snot out of that because what is an H but a tall N?
But yeah, so like the boss is there and there's like the dramatic shot of Sora like running up and like jumping and like right as he hits it, it like cuts to like a shot of their Golden Gate Bridge where it's got like the Tori gates on
it. Okay, yeah. God, the art design in that is so cool.
It is very good. The art direction in this is very good. But yeah, so then he kind of zooms in and everyone's sitting up on like the very top of the Tori gate part that's like holding up the suspension bridge.
Yeah.
And they're all just sitting there eating chocolate ice cream together.
That feels wrong.
Yeah, they got fudge pops. They just wanted to switch it up. They are in a different area. Maybe they don't have sea salt ice cream here.
Maybe they don't. Yeah, maybe San Francisco doesn't have sea salt ice cream. Also, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, taste and smell are the most connected to memory. And if he would have taken a bite out of a sea salt ice cream, there's a good chance he would have a traumatic flashback of some sort. So maybe it's for the best that we didn't do that today.
Yeah, so everyone's just, like, chatting and hanging out after the fight. Like, Fred's in the background just be like, oh, God, we were so cool.
Yeah.
And I think Donald's just like, yeah, I am very cool. And Honey Lemon just is like, I want to study your magic. Can I study you? And he's like, yes, absolutely. Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at my great magic. I don't use it when it's appropriate in the first game. Maybe by now. Is a little better.
And Goofy's just like, you just made his day. We're not going to hear the end of this. And then the camera kind of pans up and we see that Sora, Hero, Baymax, and Go-Go are kind of like off together on like a different corner.
Okay.
Hero's explaining like the deal with his brother because Sora kind of asks about it. And he's just like, oh yeah, my brother wanted to help people. So like we try to do the same. But, you know, he died in a fire, but. Well, they do the thing where it's like, there was a fire, and now he's gone. It's like, just, kids' movies, you can say died, it's fine.
Yeah, I, like, especially now they can't. There was a while where they, like, couldn't. Maybe movies could. I know TV was like, you're not allowed to say death at all.
Yeah.
Someone can be dead, but they have to be dead previously, and you can't say that they are dying right now.
It's just funny because it just makes it more confusing for children. They're like, oh, so he's gone, but he'll be back. And it's like, oh, God.
No, well, but at least in this instance, it's maybe like Hero's like, I don't want to talk about when my brother died.
Yeah. But yeah, so he's basically like, yeah, there's a fire, but like he really wanted to make a difference. He cared a lot about people. And it's why he made Baymax. And so it's just like, oh, I am so sorry I made you talk about this.
Sora's like, well, I really sorted this one up.
And Hero's just like, it's okay. He's still here, like in Baymax and all of us. And Sora's like, yeah, Tadashi lives on in your heart. And Hero's like, you know what? Yeah, like he'll always be a part of all of us in some way. And Sora just kind of like looks up at the sky. He's like, when you're not strong enough, he'll make up the difference.
Oh, that's so good. That's the good shit.
Yeah, and like we pull in real close to like Sora's like eye, and it's like looking at like it's really tight on just like his eye looking up at the sky.
Okay.
And he shifts to Roxas. Okay. And then the camera pulls out and we see Roxas, Hainer, Pencilette sitting on the ledge of the bridge together eating sea salt ice cream.
Oh, it's a parallel. Oh, no.
And like the music's playing, like they're talking, but you don't hear them. And like yeah. Hainer like looks over and is like patting Roxas and like trying to get his attention. And then it cuts suddenly into Hero getting Sora's attention.
Oh, man.
And he's just like, hey, you all right? And Sora's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine.
I just had a traumatic flashback. Oops.
And he just kind of, like, looks out, lays a hand on his chest, and just, like, closes his eyes and goes, I'm with you, and watches the sunset.
That's so good. I saw a TikTok a little while ago. I think it was around the time we started this one, because I was like, oh, we just started that. It was a TikTok about Big Hero 6, and it was one of the – it was – you know when people try to look real smart by proposing a fan theory that is completely missing the point of the movie? You know in Big Hero 6 where Baymax is like, Tadashi's right here, and like points at Hero's heart? Like he didn't go anywhere. He's still right here in you. And he, like, or not Tadashi, at Hero's heart. He like pokes him in the chest.
Yeah.
The guy's like, what if it's because Hero is Tadashi and he time traveled in the explosion? And I was like, you are so fucking missing the point right now.
Or... a health companion robot would also care about mental health.
Yeah.
And have compassion and empathy.
like at my least generous, they're siblings.
Yeah.
So, like, they're very similar. It's just like, way to miss the whole fucking point, dog. I bet you feel so smart right now.
But, yeah, so we cut back to everyone just, like, walking in the city at night, just basically making their way home. And while they're walking, we see, like, a shadowy figure, like, form just, like, zip past behind them, and everyone turns, because it was very big and took up, like, most of the screen behind them.
Uh-huh.
And everyone turns around, just very like, oh god, what was that? And we see a big, like, almost squid-like looking shape that it's, like, tendrils just kind of, like, moving like an octopus or a squid, but it's made out of, like, big, blocky, metallic-looking, like, pixels almost.
Ugh.
And Gogo's just like, oh, great, they're back. And everyone just charges off together as, like, the big shape turns around, like, a corner and keeps going off. And Hiro's, like, scanning it as it's going away, and he's like, wait, everyone calm down, that's not like the others, I don't think that's a Heartless.
Uh-oh.
And they've already run off, and Hiro's just like, oh no. Are these microbots? Are they back?
Like, shit.
From the first movie, he had his little microbots that he
had. Yeah.
And Sora's all just like, oh, do you know what those are? Because that is absolutely not a Heartless. And Hiro's just like, oh, okay, well, they're designed to do what you think via, like, a neural transmitter that communicates with your... And he just kind of starts trailing off, because, like, while he's talking, the camera's on Sora and Goofy, and the more he talks, the more they both just start tilting their head to the side.
Oh, that's... This is, like... That's just so funny, because it's the same thing as, like, last time when... Oh, what the fuck was Last World? Not Pirate World. Maybe it's the start of this world. It's, we haven't recorded it long enough that I've forgotten. But when he's like, oh, we don't have that stuff back home. And I'm like, Sora, you travel the world. Like, you travel through dimensions in a magical spaceship. Like, what? It's just cute that you think robots is neat.
Yeah. He is very charming and doesn't understand anything. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Hiro's just like, all right, it's just little robots I invented. Like, stuff happened. They're gone now. But this is, like, weirdly similar to those, which means if those are what I think they are, someone's controlling them, but who could be controlling them?
Yeah.
And then he gets concerned again, where he's like, oh, could it be? And he's like, I want to go back and, like, research this, so you guys go help everyone. I'm gonna go back to the garage and figure this out.
Okay.
And Sora's like, yes, we will punch things. You go do smart things. This is a great way to delineate.
This is a great way to separate the amount of work we have to do. I'm way better at one than the other.
Yeah, and Baymax gets told to join them. And Sora's just like, yeah, Baymax. And we cut back to gameplay, and we go run after the bots. And we find the big tentacle monster. And basically when it, like, stops being squid-like, it will stop and, like, use its little tendrils to form, like, almost a little, like, heart shape.
Okay.
So, and Hiro's, like, chimes in on his little thing, just like, those aren't microbots, be careful. And then we get to fight them, and they, like, section off the area, and while we're fighting them, it becomes pretty clear these are data cubes. They have the same design on them.
Huh. That's weird.
Yep.
What are those things doing here?
Good question.
I don't like that. I'm also trying to think of who we haven't seen that could be the one controlling them. And I'm not. I mean, it could be anybody, really. But I don't know who they're going to surprise me with.
But yeah, so we're running around, and, like, when you finally get a hit on it, you kind of just, like, go through it, and we cut back to, like, cutscene stuff where Sora's just like, this is not fair. We cannot hurt it. Nothing happens. And it just, like, flies off again. And, like, they start going after it, but Hiro chimes in, just be like, or, yeah, I think they chime into Hiro, actually, where they're just like, it escaped. Do you have any leads? What do we do about this thing?
Yeah.
And Hiro's just like, all right, so I think the cluster has a core that powers it. That's the only way to hurt it. So you gotta get it and destroy the center, basically.
Okay.
And then we start hearing distress on the call from the rest of the team, where they're just like, oh, that would have been nice to know. We've just been out here trying to fight these things.
I mean, look, if it's a weird thing, it's just, you got to find the core a lot of the time. I don't think this is not Hiro's fault.
But yeah, so, like, they're very clearly frustrated and getting overwhelmed. And Hiro's basically just like, please go help my friend Sora. And he's like, I will go help your friends. Also, like, Fred's asking, or... Fred asked something, but I honestly cannot remember it. I'm watching this at, like, 1.5 speed, and everyone else is understandable except Fred. Like, he said something, and I was just like, ah, fuck, man. I heard analyze.
That's gone. Whatever you said is gone now.
Everyone else sounds like a person, but this fake TJ Miller disappeared. But he He has something to Hiro about analyzing them and calls them dark cubes.
Okay.
And there's like everyone teases them like, oh, you named it? He's like, yeah, bad guys need a cool name.
they name all their shit, by the way. So I would get ready for that.
Yeah, and Honey Lemon is just like, let's keep finding them and we will just try to gather as much data as we can. So hopefully Hiro can find something that will help us. And oh yeah, this is when Hiro's worried about leaving them alone. And Go-Go is just like, hey, we're a team and teams delegate. We need you exactly where you are.
Yeah.
They're like, we trust you, so trust us. And Hiro's just like, okay, that's fair. Just keep the data coming. I will try to find a way to expose the core so we can destroy these things. And then basically as Sora, we go from member to member who each has a cluster and basically just like help protect them and make sure that they don't get overwhelmed.
Okay.
And like, I think for when you go to Go-Go, she's got one that's like wrapped around a big Daruma that you can like free and then like run around the city on top of.
Oh, that's cute.
And then I think for Honey Lemon, like she's using her little chemical bombs to like freeze stuff in place. So you go use the magic that matches the color of the chemical to make it react. So then it destroys whatever part of the cluster it's on.
That's neat.
And then I think everyone else is you hit it and you're done.
Right.
But those two at least had cute ones.
Those, I feel like those ones the Daruma is just like, here's a new thing, but like with the Honey Lemons, that's like a very good synergy of like, here's what she can do, here's what Sora can do, let's make it work.
Yeah, it was cute. Then I think Wasabi's just like trapped inside of it up on top of a building and he's just like, I'm very scared of heights, thank you so much.
Please get me out of here.
And then once you finish once you defeat them all, they all kind of just start going off and gathering together, and Hiro's just like, uh-oh, all the dark cubes are gathering, this cannot be good.
I promise you it won't be.
He's like, but I'm almost done pinpointing the core. So he's like, just head over there, and hopefully by the time y'all are there, I know what to do.
He fits right in with Sora.
What? Oh my god, my notes disappeared.
Uh-oh.
I know I took more notes than this. I got to the villain.
Well, what do you want to do?
Oh my, I was so excited to get to the villain!
Oh no! Did they jump to another note?
Yeah, even the time clock doesn't line up to when I was taking notes. A villain shows up and they talked so fucking much. I wrote down everything they said.
Oh no! Could it just not be loading?
Yeah, let me try closing it and maybe if I open it back up it will be.
Yeah.
Nope, it's just gone.
That sucks.
Cool.
Well. This is a short one then, I guess. This episode is Babadooked from the fucking floor up.
It's because you're a ghost.
It's because I'm a ghost.
Why did this you didn't crash. You didn't do anything.
I guess this is a short one then.
Yeah. Also, everyone, the answer isn't for me to stop using my iPad. Just I'll be getting stopped.
Yeah, don't. Yeah,
there.
Don't. I mean, look, by the time they hear this, we will have sorted out what happens next. So, yeah, that's a bummer.
I'm going to see if I can find another program that's good to write on. That's not just notes.
There's got to be 1,000 of them.
Son of a bitch. I was prepared this time. It was definitely going to be a full episode.
It's going to be a full episode.
The villain literally showed up the second they got up there.
Maybe the villain did. That's who did it. Oh, shit. It was Vexen. Deleted your data. Someone got into here.
Ironic that we're dealing with recoded stuff, and now just like, we deleted your data. I'm like, cool, thank you so much. I love you for it.
Hey, thanks. You don't need to be that thematic.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll see you next week for whenever we figure that out.
I get, your camera's not working. My recording thing tried
your
to hiccup.
Your recording stopped.
My iPad went, nah, I'm good, actually.
Yeah, this episode was cursed from the jump. This is what happens when we talk about Silent Hill before we do a recording. Silent Hill gets in the computer, and then what are you gonna do? Anyway, I guess that's it for us for this week.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for half listening.
Sorry the Babadook got in this one. It happens.
Sorry for the haunted episode. If you still want, you can still talk to us on Twitter at Kingdom Smarties. Use Do the hashtags matter now?
I saw a thing about how he might be getting rid of hashtags, which is just foolish. That website is falling apart. There might be a Kingdom Smarts Blue Sky by the time this goes up.
That definitely does not have hashtags.
Definitely doesn't have hashtags, but just everyone, if you're there, you've been vetted, so you gotta be cool anyway.
But yeah, if they matter, use the hashtag Kingdom Smarts to talk about the episode. Use the hashtag cagefree if you're talking about spoilers. I mean, you do your best. I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
This episode's haunted. Do what you want.
Fuck it. Who cares? This is Outback Steakhouse rules right now.
You can email us at KingdomSmartsPod. What? What is it?
KingdomSmartsPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, I was right.
You were right, yeah.
I'm so tired. KingdomSmartsPodcast@gmail.com. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/KingdomSmarts. Still kind of just a tip jar right now. I'm so sorry, y'all. Being an art director is killing me. It's so busy. I finished the day with, like, no thoughts in my head.
Fair.
You can talk to me on Twitter at Shannon Maynor. I'm also on Blue Sky at Shannon Maynor Art.
I'm at JJ_Mason or Jake Mason dot whatever the fuck Blue Sky has after it. I've been Jake.
I've been Shannon.
And that's been Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, we haven't gotten the part where, like, Riku's immediately gonna show up.
The boy.
Which one, though?
Ooh. Oh, shit! I forgot there's so many Rikus! That makes a lot of sense if we're doing data shit, that we have a data that makes a lot of sense that we would do that.
It's totally normal to have your friend, your best friend from 2 years ago show up. It's fine. It's fine. We're all fine.
Oh man, what if Sora's the same height as him? Oh man. What are they gonna do then?
I don't remember if they stood that close, but I'll keep an eye out.
Okay.
For when I rewatch it to do all this again.
Yeah, I don't know how that's gonna go, because, like, the deal is you need to have a Keyblade to, like, get rid of them, but, like, we've seen that you can destroy them other ways. See Ariel with her bare hands and Teenage Fury.